Chapter 1. Why? Did mirrors lie? The figure staring back looked remarkably fit for a 38-year-old. The hair was still jet black, the eyes brown, the nose short and sharp, dividing the face in amazingly accurate portions, the mouth sporting a thin pair of lips with no beard or mustache evident. The exposed arm emerging from the shirt sleeve still rippled with the muscles that spoke of the lifetime of hard work and physically demanding responsibilities. The eyes glinted, revealing intelligence. But there was the damage all too evident. That alone, he thought, should have repelled her interest in him. Major General Li Qin wondered, what had she seen in him? It had been more than 15 years since he had donned this uniform. Why he kept it, he now understood. It was exactly for this time. The uniform still fit perfectly. It was still simple. The light green khaki cloth still perfectly suited for blending into the jungle. The only indications of rank were the three small stars that he would affix to the lapels, only for special occasions. He had affixed them today. It was difficult. With only one hand, one arm, the task considered simple by most had taken him more than 15 minutes. It should have taken much less time. He had become very proficient in most tasks, the loss of the arm hardly slowing him down. But today, it was as if he was just learning how to overcome his lacking. His index finger of his remaining hand was laced many times by the studs he had fumbled to complete the task. The pain from the multiple punctures had been minor compared to the sorrow that continued to build. He refused to cry. He was careful not to get any blood on the lapels of the uniform. He would allow nothing to tarnish the respect he owed her. This final act, a tribute to her. I will not cry, he repeated to himself over and over. The uniform fit perfectly. Pressed and cleaned, it had kept the crisp creases despite being long stored. He folded the empty sleeve, pinning it up, displaying for the world his damage. She had loved him anyway. He had thought of himself as undesirable, damaged beyond hope. She had made him whole. 5 years. For 5 years, he had not thought about his loss, only the incredible gift he had been given. He had been lifted higher than he thought possible, attaining a position he had not thought he would ever see in this world. She had lifted him there. He had only one other set of dress clothes. He could not wear that set. It reminded him too much of the happy time, the time with her. He had bought it for their wedding. It was the most joyous occasion in his life, and he could not, would not, blend the present now with that. The uniform was right. It was from the time before her, before he knew the truth. Back then, he never wore those indicators of rank. They were a dead giveaway for the snipers who were always on the lookout for such indicators of the value of their target. He had survived more than 20 years being a sought-after man, first by the French, then by the Americans. Neither had been responsible for his downfall. Instead, forces way beyond them had conspired to catch him. They had succeeded. He had fallen, but then discovered he actually had been promoted to a rank much higher than what the three stars indicated. He had always felt less than he was, until her. He hung up his uniform, thinking it would never be used again. He had been drafted into another army, one without uniforms, one that crossed every nationality and country border. Former enemies were now his closest friends. His rank, he had none. Yet he knew he was considered a leader, and many came to him for advice and counsel. He told his story many times, and he watched as many joined the ranks of the new band he was part of. Even she had been impacted by his story. She was already a part of the movement. Her own father was one of the most respected leaders in the movement. It was he who had been used to bring him in. His words and actions had saved Qin's life and even more. Even today, he was a model that Qin strived to emulate. Qin remained amazed at the man's capacity for service. In this army, the greatest was not he with rank or with money or with power, but the one who served others most often.